Okay, so we will learn the text 34 from the 4th chapter of 6th canto from Hamsa Guhya prayers. Please repeat after me. Ya.
Ya. Ya. Ya.
Prakritair.
Prakritair. Prakritair. Prakritair.
Jnana.
Jnana. Jnana. Jnana.
Patair.
Patair. Patair. Patair.
Jananam.
Jananam. Jananam.
यप्राकृतैर् ज्ञान पतैर् जनानां यताशयं देह गतो
गतो गतो गतो
विभाति
विभाति विभाति विभाति
यप्राकृतैर्
यप्राकृतैर् यप्राकृतैर् यप्राकृतैर्
ज्ञान
ज्ञान ज्ञान ज्ञान
पतैर्जनानां
पतैर्जनानां पतैर्जनानां पतैर्जनानां
यताशयं
यताशयं यताशयं यताशयं
देह
देह देह देह
गतो विभाति
गतो विभाति गतो विभाति गतो विभाति
यतानील
यतानील यतानील यतानील
पार्थिवं
पार्थिवं पार्थिवं पार्थिवं
आश्रितो
आश्रितो आश्रितो आश्रितो
गुणं
गुणं
स ईश्वरो
स ईश्वरो स ईश्वरो स ईश्वरो
मे
मे मे मे
कुरुताम
कुरुताम कुरुताम कुरुताम
मनोरथम
मनोरथम मनोरथम मनोरथम
एनी डाउट एनी डाउट विच वन यताशयम ईश्वरो थर्ड लाइन फर्स्ट वर्ड अच्छा यता नीला मनोरथम मनोरथम ओके एनी अदर डाउट जनानाम दैट वन ओनली यताशयम् प्राकृतैर् यप्राकृतैः ज्ञानपतैर्जनानां यताशयं देह गतो विभाति
यताशयं देह गतो विभाति यताशयं देह गतो विभाति यताशयं देह गतो विभाति
यता नील पार्थिवम् आश्रितो गुणम्
यता नील पार्थिवम् आश्रितो गुणम् यता नील पार्थिवम् आश्रितो गुणम्
स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम्
स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम्
यप्राकृतैर्ज्ञानपतैर्जनानां
यप्राकृतैर्ज्ञानपतैर्जनानां
यताशयं देह गतो विभाति
यताशयं देह गतो विभाति यताशयं देह गतो विभाति
यता नील पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणम्
यता नील पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणम् यतानिलं पाशिरं आशितो गुणं
स ईश्वरो मे कुरुता मनोरथम् सेड् द होल् वर्स् य प्राकृतैर्ज्ञानपतैर्जनानां यथाशयम् देहगतो विभाति यतानिल पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणं स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम्
यथाशयं देहगतो विभाति यतानिल पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणं स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम्
वन्स् मोर्
यथाशयं देहगतो विभाति यतानिरापार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणं स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम्
एज़ द एयर कैरीज
various characteristics
of the physical elements like the aroma of a flower or colors resulting from a mixture of dust in the air the Lord appears through lower systems of worship
according
to one's desires.
Although he appears
as the demigods
and not in his original form,
what is the use
of these other forms?
May the original Supreme Personality of Godhead
please fulfill my desires.
So here it is said that in Bhagavad Gita that verse comes, ye yatam aham prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. The way you worship means Krishna knows everything what is there in your heart. The way you perform worship to Krishna, the same way he will reciprocate. Like for example, like people, you know, they go to different demigods. They'll go to Ganesh temple and they'll say, today I'll put 10 rupees in your donation box and you know I should get job. Otherwise they'll say, I should get a job and you know then I'll put one nariyal for you. Is the Lord waiting for your nariyal? He is not waiting for your nariyal, and that also sometimes it's not even of a good quality. You just offer for the name's sake. See, this basic thing is, you should not deal with the Lord. If I pass, then I will chant the rounds. If you give me job, then I will put. If you give me a job of 1,000 rupees, I'll put for you 10 rupees. See how the heart is. Is this the way you deal with the Lord? No. This is not the way you deal with the Lord. So, and basically, everyone goes to the demigods for their selfish desires. So many selfish desires we have. Sometimes we go and tell, give me a car, give me this, give me that. Om Jai Jagadish Hare, give me car, give me this. A full big list we have. This is not the way we should approach the Lord. And one more thing is, all the demigods, everybody, they are parts and parcels of Krishna. They are coming from Krishna. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the scriptures. Everyone is coming from Krishna. So that is why, and you know what? Many of us, I have a doubt. Oh, up till now I used to worship this deity. What will happen if I worship Krishna now? Actually, everyone will become very happy. All of the deities, they will become very happy when you appreciate Krishna. Actually, you know what Lord Ganesha does? Yes, Haribol. You know what Lord Ganesha does? He is always holding the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly. That is how he is Vignaharta. We say, no, Sukha Karita, Dukha Harita, Vata, Vignachi. That is, please remove the obstacles. Why he is able to remove our obstacles? Because he is always holding the lotus feet of Krishna. And see Lord Shiva, you have seen his Japamala in his hand. Always he is chanting the names of Sankarsana, the form of Krishna. like this, you know, everybody, they are worshipping Krishna. And even simple thing, if you take, who has written Mahabharat? Ganesh. Ganesh wrote, isn't it? Who dictated? Who dictated Mahabharat? Who knows? Vyasa. Srila Vyasa Dev. If you go to Juhu temple, you see those dioramas. When you go to Juhu temple next time, last time we went for a picnic, this, if at all you go with your parents or something, when you go outside, now there are many dioramas of many pastimes of the Lord. In that one is where, you know, Ganesha is writing. Yes. Yes. Vyasa is sitting and he is dictating and Ganesha is writing Mahabharat. And you know what? In Mahabharat, what comes in between? The invaluable jewel. What is that jewel inside Mahabharat? Who can tell me? Let me see who is intelligent here. Let me see who is. Gold, silver. The most invaluable jewel is there inside Mahabharat. Who can tell me? Krishna is inside Mahabharata. Let me see who is intelligent here. Inside Mahabharata, there is an invaluable jewel. What? Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the most invaluable jewel, not gold and silver. Gold and silver is dust. It is useless. Okay? In fact, if people go behind gold and silver, Krishna doesn't like that. Understood? So, the most invaluable jewel of Bhagavad Gita is there inside Mahabharat. And who wrote Mahabharat? Ganesha. And in Bhagavad Gita, what is the teaching? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vaja. Surrender to Krishna. And who is writing this? Ganesha. What is he writing? Surrender to Krishna. He could have stopped there. No, surrender to me. Ganesha is writing. Surrender to Krishna. Because he is also surrender to Krishna. Ganesha is a very great devotee of Krishna. This I'm not saying just like that. I'm telling from scriptures. From Bhagavadam, from Bhagavad Gita. Understood? So that is why if you want to please Ganesha, want to please Durga Devi, if you want to please Shiva, if you want to please Ayyappa, you want to please any of these deities, you should chant Maha Mantra every day very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you chant that, they all will become very happy with you. Everybody will become very happy with you. Because they are also doing the same thing. So if you want to please them, you should chant Maha Mantra. Okay, so that is the meaning of it. That is, you should take shelter of the Supreme. The Supreme is Krishna. Okay, and this, it's not told only by, there are so many proofs in different scriptures. Okay.